Hello there. Welcome to the Kingdom Influencers Global Podcast. This session focuses on your being equipped to be spiritually mature and relevant in your God-ordained field, to the end that you will fulfill His agenda in your sphere of influence. Brace up to receive this life-changing message. God bless you.
We've had such a joyful ride with this series on sexual purity, and we continue today. Now, I'm going to start off by explaining what I call bifurcation myth. Bifurcation myth. Now, bifurcation, let me just spell it. B-I-F-U-R-C-A-T-I-O-N, you know? And that's a myth, that's M-Y-T-H. Now, bifurcation is a separation into two. That's the meaning of the word, bifurcation. To bifurcate is to separate into two. So we have one entity that now separates into two, okay? And then a myth is an ideology or a concept which is widely held to be true, but it has no foundation for its veracity. What does that mean? So a myth is anything people accept to be true, but then there's no proof that what they accept to be true is indeed true. You see, there's no proof. All right, there's no proof. So it makes it a myth. So what then is this bifurcation myth? Now, it says that you can do what you want as a teenager because after you move into adulthood, it won't matter. I repeat, it says that you can do what you want as a teenager because after you move into adulthood, it won't matter. Many teenagers or young people live with this mentality. It's a myth. So with them, they enjoy life as a, you know what I mean when I say enjoy life. You know, you can enjoy life in the Holy Ghost. So that's what I'm talking about. So they do all the pleasurable things they think of doing. They go to the extreme. You know, either with drug addiction, social vices, you know, not honoring the elderly, not respecting, being sexually immoral and all of that. And in their minds, oh, when I grow up, I will stop. This is the only time I have. You only live once, YOLO. No, in as much as, quote unquote, you only live once, you have to make sure you invest in this one life that you have. So YOLO is not to encourage you to live any kind of life you want as a teenager. YOLO, you only live once, that theology, is to tell you that, hey, you have to make sure you use this life you have wisely, or you invest in your teenage years that which is necessary for your adulthood. Because really, there is no line separating teenage years from adulthood. There's no line. It's not like, oh, when I get to a certain age, I'm an adult. Of course, in most countries, you are eligible to vote when you are 18 years. Now, being 18 doesn't automatically mean that you are an adult, necessarily. We have very many or so many people who are 18 years and above and are still immature. So with a bifurcation myth, I'm saying don't live by this myth, because whatever you do as a teenager will show up in your adulthood. If as a teenager, all you are doing is, you know, drinking alcoholic stuff, you know, you are addicted to drugs and all of that, it will show up in future. It will show up in future. How? In your body. You will not be strong enough to do certain things. If you are sexually immoral, aside the fact that you're going to probably contract STIs, STDs, and all of that, it will affect you emotionally. If you've been involved in any of these things I have mentioned, there's a way out for you. And the lasting solution is based on God's word. And that's one of the reasons why Jesus came. Jesus said, I didn't come for the righteous. I came for the sinners. Someone's also saying, okay, I'm a Christian, but I'm involved in this thing. There's still a way out for you. Now, I am pointing these things out to you, you know, for all the series, pointing these things out to you so that if you've never been involved in any of these things, you know that you can stay on the path of purity. But then if you have, in one way or the other, gotten involved, you know, probably messed up, not just with sexual intercourse, but probably messed up, there is a way out for you. I am bringing to you the lasting solution. And everything that I share with you is coined from the true word of God. And this is why you can bank your life on it. You can stick your life on the word of God. All right. So don't live with that myth. Now, if you view yourself as a man like God does, or as a lady, as a woman like God does, you'd always view your sexual decisions today as having impacts on your tomorrow. So whatever sexual decision you make today has an impact on your life tomorrow. The person you become as a young person is the person you will drag into adulthood. There is no line that separates your teen years and adult years. There's no line. So who you are as a young person, you're going to drag that into adulthood. If you are indisciplined as a young person, you're going to be indisciplined as an adult, as a grown-up person, unless you change. Unless you change. If you are promiscuous, if you have many sexual partners as a young person, that's what you will drag into your adult years, unless you change. And with this message that's coming to you, it's encouraging you to change. Now, since life bifurcation is a myth, the decisions you make today will impact everything in your future. The decision you make today, it will impact everything in your future. So what you view today will stay in your mind a long, long time. You know, sometimes you look at something for just 20 seconds and it stays in your mind for about 20 years. So it matters what you look at. And we pay the price whether we know it's coming or not. Whatever you do with your life as a teenager, you're going to pay the price in future. You're going to pay the price. Make sure you pay the right price. Make sure you pay the right price. Now, let me quickly say something about marriage. Marriage does not eliminate sexual impurity. If you are impure as a teenager, even before marriage, when you go into marriage, you would remain impure. So marriage does not eliminate sexual impurity. It is not true that married people can have sex anytime they want. It's not true. So there are those who say, oh, I'm waiting to marry. When I'm married, anywhere, anytime. It's not true. This is why if you don't exercise self-control now, you can't exercise self-control in marriage. Okay? Marriage won't free you from sexual impurity. If you've been impure before your wedding day, you can expect it to crop up even after the honeymoon. We have gentlemen who are married to probably the most beautiful ladies and they are still committing adultery, and you wonder what's happening. You have ladies who are married to loving gentlemen, you know, so lovely, the gentleman loves the lady, and yet the lady is involved probably with an ex. Why? Because marriage does not solve impurity. Marriage doesn't. Usually before your marriage, Satan does everything he can to get you to have sex, maybe with your boyfriend or with your girlfriend. And then after marriage, he does everything he can to keep you from having sex with your spouse. That's the devil for you. He's the enemy. And we have to keep him at bay. How do you do that? Invest in the word of God. Invest in the word of God. That is when you can resist him. Okay, now for the guys, the biggest blunder you can make as a young man is to believe that you are different from other guys and somehow stronger. Oh, I'm strong. I'm not like that guy. No, don't think that way. It's a deception. What can happen to one person can happen to you if you don't stand your ground. You know? And for the ladies as well. So, oh, me, I'm not like that lady. Oh, I'm not like that lady. If you don't take care, the devil will mark you and bring you down. All right. So don't pride yourself in your own natural ability. Oh, I don't do this. I don't do that. No, don't pride yourself in that. Don't pride yourself in that. Your sexual decisions now will carry over into adulthood. And there are countless married men with lovely wives sleeping in their bedrooms while they masturbate at the computer or phone. Yes, it's happening. It's happening. It's happening. All right? It's happening. Now, for example, if you've been involved in masturbation, you'll be wondering, oh boy, is there hope for me? Yes, there is hope for you. There is hope for you. There is hope. There are people who contact me with such issues. And I give them counsel based on the word of God. I pray with them. and that's it. Why? Because there's prayer power, or there's power in prayer, and there's power in the name of Jesus. Growing older won't free you from sexual impurity, and marriage won't free you either. You have to commit to purity if you want a true relationship with Christ. And the man or woman in your life, when I mean man or woman, I'm talking about your spouse. So commit to purity in order to have a true relationship with Christ. And Christ will give you the ability by His Spirit to have that life of purity. That life of purity. Now, there are roots of sexual bondage, right? There are certain roots of sexual bondage. God's standard is what we need to avoid every hint of sexual immorality in our lives. Or God's standard is that we avoid every hint of sexual immorality in our lives. That's the standard. Every hint of sexual immorality in our lives and impurity. If we follow this standard, we will never be in sexual bondage. And since we found God's standards too difficult, we created a mixture, you know, something new, comfortable, mediocre. People find God's standards too difficult. Oh, this is too high. I can't do this. I can't follow this. And so there's a mixture. On Sunday, they're in church. And then throughout the whole week, even after Sunday, the things they are viewing on their phones, the things they are viewing on social media, it's pathetic. It's pathetic. There's those who even claim, oh, oral sex does not pass for fornication or penetration, and hence it's okay. No, it's not. It's still sexually impure. Now, someone asked me a question. In one of the tours, she asked that, well, masturbation and oral sex, now these things are not penetration. So is an individual, a teenager, a young person still a virgin when they do those things and they do not do the penetration? Then I told her that in all of my sessions, or with the time that I was with them, when I was talking with them, I never mentioned anything about virginity, because it really isn't about that. Doesn't mean that it's okay not to be a virgin. That's not what I'm saying. What I want you to prioritize is leading a sexually pure life. I didn't say prioritize being a virgin, because there are those who probably have broken their virginity. And if I say, okay, prioritize virginity, they may think there's no hope for them. And then there are also those who are virgins, no penetration whatsoever, but they are doing things, you know, foreplay and watching this and masturbating. Now, they are doing all of those things, and in their minds, okay, I'm still a virgin, so I'm okay. No, both extremes are not okay. That's why I said prioritize leading a sexually pure life. So whether you're a virgin or not, you can still lead a sexually pure life if you decide. Make the decision today. Make the decision today. I'm going to lead a sexually pure life. Whether I've done this in the past or not, I'm going to lead a sexually pure life. I'm going to lead a sexually pure life because it is possible. No matter what your past is, it is possible.
Thank you for listening to the entire message today. If you feel you can bless someone, please join us in spreading the gospel of the kingdom by sharing this audio with others. God bless you.